And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is codes. Each of my segments is discussing a code of some kind, the sports code, the code of conduct, or the tax code. My next guest will make a compelling case to abolish profit taxes for corporations. That's a particularly difficult argument to make in face of mounting deficits and budget controversies. We'll discuss his book, Abolish Profit Taxes. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Lauren Myron Ding lives in Missoula, Montana, where he is a caregiver and an author. Lauren lived and worked in Southern California prior to moving to Montana 14 years ago. He worked with such well-known companies as FileNet, Hughes Aircraft, and the insurer National Associates. Lauren served in the U.S. Army from 1968 to 1970. He holds a B.A. in philosophy from nonetheless of Yale University, and he nearly completed his master's in mathematics from the University of Montana before being drafted into the Army. He holds a master's and a Ph.D. in philosophy from the University of Texas at Austin. Joining us from the great state of Montana, the Big Sky Country. Hi, Lauren. How are you doing today?
Real well.
Good, good. I'm happy to hear that. Thanks so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Now, it's interesting because we as Americans, we have a real sense of fair play. For instance, in the judicial system, we have double jeopardy. A person cannot be tried twice for the same crime. When it comes to taxes, however, we have a double jeopardy in the tax code that very few Americans seem to care about. The double jeopardy is this. In the tax system, corporations will pay profit on their earnings, and then we as taxpayers, if we get dividends from those corporations, we also pay personal income taxes on those dividends. That is double taxation. The effective tax rate, because of this double taxation on retained earnings for manufacturing companies, is somewhere around 50%, and that's the highest in the world. So talk to us. I mean, the United States is facing a severe debt crisis, and there's a lot of populist sentiment out there against big business. It's the highest that it's been since the Great Depression. So make your case. Why should we get rid of corporate taxes now, in particular at this time? What benefits will we see, Lauren?
Well, the main problem is that it's better to tax consumption than investment. And when we use income taxes, we also tax the savings and investment, which investment provides the greatest growth to the economy. It enables companies to hire more people when they invest. It also enables them to have productivity gains, and so that people's wages and salaries can go up.
All right.
We want to encourage that. When we tax the investment, we discourage investment and we reduce our long-term growth and our long-term prosperity.
All right, Lauren.
And the income tax on profits is a total tax on investment, and I believe is very adverse to the growth in our economy.
All right, well, break it down a little bit farther for us. How does a tax on corporate profits hinder or limit investment? How does it hinder job creation? Goodness knows we could use some job creation with 9.2% unemployment in the United States.
Yeah, well, in the first place, there are going to be some short-term benefits to eliminating the profits tax entirely. It'll cause the stock market to go way up, which would make a lot of people that have stock feel more wealthy and able to spend more. The main thing is it would provide more money for investment. The money that corporations get from their profits is the best money, the main money they have for expanding into new areas and competing with other companies.
Right.
And I think that the profits tax actually helps the large corporations get by investing less because smaller corporations are not able to come in and compete with them as well.
Okay, now that's a compelling argument, and I'll come back and I want to explore that in a little bit more detail. But Lauren, before we leave this point, a lot of people listening to the radio will go, wait a minute, there are companies out there like General Electric who paid no income taxes at all last year, zero. because of offsetting balances. They were able to generate revenue overseas in divisions that were outside of the United States, which they didn't repatriate back to the United States. And they were using that. They were offset some of their earnings here in the United States. They paid zero in taxes, and General Electric isn't alone in this. So what would you say to critics who say, wait a minute, corporations aren't paying income taxes now? Why is this even an issue?
Well, it's good for them, but many of their competitors are paying high profits taxes, and it disadvantages them. By abolishing the profits tax, we create a level playing field for all of our corporations, and we'd have a considerable more amount of investment, which would provide more jobs. You know, a company, if it has a manufacturing company, if it has a couple hundred thousand dollars, could create one permanent job because they invest the money in the equipment and so forth that's needed for that person, and then that person can work for years after that on that investment. Whereas when the government takes that money and it uses it to pay for one government worker, it provides one job for 1 year, but then the next year it has to come and take those profits again to pay for that one job for 1 year, whereas when the companies invest it, they get it for many years.
All right. My guest is Loren Meyerding, and we're talking about his book, Abolish Profits Taxes. And I like the concept, Loren, but let me follow on for just a moment. How do we know that a company like General Electric or General Dynamics or United Technologies, any of these major corporations who pay no taxes today, how do we know that they would turn around and invest that money anyway? Why wouldn't they just return it back to their shareholders in the form of higher dividends?
Well, there will be some of that will happen, of course, but this would help many of their competitors who do pay the profits taxes to come in and compete with them. I don't think that many people realize that the profits tax reduces competition. We do have a lot of competition in many industries in this country, but I believe that the profits tax actually reduces the competition to some extent, and so that these companies would be forced to invest more if they had more competition from other companies that now had more money to compete with them with.
All right. So the old American ingenuity would create more competition, which would then force these large companies to reinvest back in technology.
Right.
My guest is Loren Meyerding. And Loren, let's go on with this and talk about some of the longer-term benefits to the United States as a country if we were to enact this. So talk to me about these offshore companies. And I mentioned it earlier in one of my setups about General Electric, where they have divisions overseas where they don't repatriate any of that money. If we abolish the profits tax, what happens to General Electric then?
Well, they would repatriate a lot of that money. Right now, you know, say a company has operations in Ireland, they pay 12%. On their profits there, but if they bring the money, extra money back, they would have to pay an additional 22% to get up to the 35% for the U.S. tax code. Well, so they leave the money overseas. But if there were no profits tax, they would bring it in the U.S. They would bring that back. The U.S. is the only country that does this, by the way.
Right.
So, and when that money comes back, a lot of it would be spent for providing more jobs, I believe.
My guest is Loren Meyerding. And Loren, you're absolutely right. Many Americans don't realize that the United States has the highest corporate tax rate anywhere in the world. And that even includes Japan, who has been floundering, mired in recession for the last 20 years. So in reading your book, Loren, Abolish Profit Taxes, I thought it was very interesting that there were some unintended consequences of our tax code that I found very, very interesting. And help me make the case for this, that the stiffer tax rates on manufacturing corporations here in the United States has sort of led to two phenomena that we bemoan here in the United States. The first is the shifting of manufacturing offshore. Now, the United States, let it be said, we're still the largest manufacturer in the world. We've got companies like Boeing, Caterpillar. We're still making huge, huge things. General Motors, Chrysler is still based here. So we're still manufacturing in this country, and we still are the largest manufacturer in the world. But that being said, a lot of our manufacturing fled offshore. How much of the manufacturing leaving the United States and going offshore is a direct result of a corporate profits tax?
Yes, well, there were some studies done by some of the top people in the country, like Dale Jorgensen at Harvard, economist, on the burden of the U.S. tax. These were done back in the early 90s, but the tax code hasn't changed much, so they still apply. And they showed that the burden on manufacturing corporations on their retained earnings was, around 60%. Whereas for service industries, it was much lower. It was more like 40% or 30%. And on housing, it's more like 10-15%. So that fact causes investment to shift from manufacturing to service industries and into the housing market. And so I think that's one of the main reasons why we've had more of a shift to service industries. It's not just that it's cheaper overseas to pay for employment, but that of course is a factor. But we would have a lot more manufacturing, I believe, if we had eliminated the profits tax.
My guest is Lauren Meierding, and Lauren, I agree with you. That's the other unintended consequence that I was going to bring up, and you've just mentioned it in that last answer, and that is the shift from manufacturing to service industries. Now, people who are unionists and believe in that sort of thing say that manufacturing jobs, when they're lost and people go into service businesses, they don't make as much money. A guy making on the car line, assembly line for Chrysler is making a pretty good wage, but if he gets laid off, he has to go to work at McDonald's, he's not going to make that wage. The shift from manufacturing to service, as you pointed out, is also directly affected by, or is directly a result of, the profits tax. So if we were to eliminate the profits tax, what would that mean for American manufacturing? What would that mean for the American service industry? You care to project on what that might mean?
Well, I'm not sure just how much. I'm sure that it would increase the amount of manufacturing we do. I do think we should do more manufacturing than we do, that we've transferred too much to the service industries, but there would definitely be a considerable effect, I would think.
Yeah, there probably will be. My guest is Lauren Meierding. He's the author of the book Abolish Profit Taxes. And all of this is a great discussion, Lauren. I am with you. Get rid of as many taxes as we possibly can. However, changing the tax code in the United States is a battle that most politicians don't want to tackle. Although most of them recognize that it probably has to be done, they keep delaying that decision, and hopefully they'll be out of office by the time the decision has to be made. On a practical level, how would the abolition of profits taxes happen, and can abolishing profit taxes happen without other revisions to the tax code?
Well, it'd be very easy to just get rid of the profits tax. You could have a one-page law in passing both houses of Congress. However, I think people have to put some pressure. In fact, Congress people are considering reducing the rate because they know that we have a very high rate. But why not, get the maximum benefit by getting rid of it altogether? But I think there has to be some pressure on them because, frankly, there's an incentive for people in Congress to tax corporations because they have a threat that the corporations give them large contributions for their campaigns, and so they're reluctant to get rid of it entirely. But so I think people need to pressure them to do it.
Absolutely. And think of the impact that it would have on the accountancies as well. Not only the large accountancies like Deloitte, but even accountancies like H&R Block would have a negative impact if we simplify the tax code. Would it mean, if we simplify the tax code, particularly abolishing a corporate profits tax, would that mean more unemployment, at least in the areas of accounting, bookkeeping, and the like?
Well, there might be some. A lot of the people that are employed in accounting are employed because of the tax code for individuals, and that would still be around and until we got rid of that. But companies need quite a few accountants just to keep track of all their business, you know. So it wouldn't mean that they wouldn't be needed. There would be fewer of them that would be needed, but they would have to learn something new, I guess. But I think that would be a good thing because they'd be doing something more productive.
All right. My guest is Loren Meyerding. He's the author of the book Abolish Profits Taxes. Loren, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book Abolish Profit Taxes?
Well, I think it should encourage them to realize that it would be better to have a tax code that does not tax investment, that we should move toward a more taxes that are consumption-oriented, and that they should put political pressure on Congress to do that.
All right. What did you get personally out of writing the book, Loren?
Well, I originally wrote the book 2 years ago to just send copies to Congress people and other people who are influential, hoping that there would be some impact.
And really?
I think I might have had a little bit of impact that way.
How did that go? Talk to us about that. Would you just ship them off to their various offices and say, here, read this, all 535 members of Congress and 100 senators?
Well, not all of them, but the ones that were on committees that deal with taxation, and hoping that some of their staff might read them. Probably most of the Congress people wouldn't, but their staff are usually influential in what they're doing. So, I don't know if I had any impact or not, but that was my main goal, because I thought that this was really important. If Barack Obama had come in and said, you know, I'm going to be like Nixon going to China and we're going to get rid of the profits tax, and he didn't add all those regulations on the economy, I think the economy would have snapped back right away. But he refused to eliminate any taxes, and he's increased all the regulation, and so we've been stagnating.
Well, now, the super committee is being formed right now in Congress to look at ways that we can cut the deficit and so forth. And one of the items on the agenda for the super committee is taxes, in particular business taxes. Are you going to repeat your process of sending your book out to the people that are going to be members of the super committee? They've been named, by the way, so you know and can identify who they are. Are you going to send it out to them in hopes that they'll read it and perhaps make some impact as they get ready for the December announcement?
Well, I hadn't actually thought about that, but maybe it's a good idea. Maybe it's something I should do.
There you go. My guest has been Loren Meyerding. He's the author of the book Abolish Profit Taxes. Loren, if people are interested, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I have a website, www.lempublications.biz. And there's information there. You can click on different tabs and find more information. On one tab you can click on, and it'll take you to a place where you can click on to go to either Barnes & Noble or Amazon to purchase the book.
All right, that's LEM Publications, and it's a .biz, not a .gov, not a .com, .biz.
Right.
Loren, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Loren.